With this new perspective in mind, I want to bring our friend Jim Rohn back to discuss two of the most important philosophies to embrace as you build your network marketing business, the law of averages and the law of sowing and reaping. This is some of the best advice you will ever get on building this business. Here's Jim Rohn.
Here's one of the big philosophies I learned in network marketing. It's called the law of averages. If you do something often enough, a ratio will appear. Key phrase, if you do something often enough, a ratio will appear. It's amazing. It's uncanny. In baseball, we call it batting average. If you talk to 10 people, one says yes. Now the ratio has begun. 1 out of 10. Talk to 10, get one. Here's something interesting about the law of averages. Once it starts, it tends to continue. This is colossal information. Once a ratio starts, it tends to continue. If you talk to 10 and get one, sure enough, chances are excellent. If you talk to 10 more, you'll get another one. Talk to 10 more, you'll get another one. Now you can compete. If you can only get 1 out of 10, you can compete, even with somebody that can get 9 out of 10. If you've been here a long time, you can get 9 out of 10. I just joined, I can only get 1 out of 10. If we have a 30-day contest, I will beat you. Say, well, how could you beat me? Here's why. During that 30 days, you talk to 10 and get 9. I talk to 100 and get 10. I beat you. Isn't that clever? This is clever stuff. And I do it for two reasons. I sincerely wish to win. But I do it for another very sincere reason. I wish for you to lose. And that's noble on my part. Here's why it's noble. You learn more by losing than you do by winning. So I wish to give you that experience. Now, here's how I do it once I understand the law of averages. When I'm new, I make up in numbers what I lack in skill. I make up in numbers what I lack in skill. Now, who can do that? Anybody that's ambitious. Anybody with a little ingenuity. Anybody. Doesn't matter. Now here's one more. The law of averages can be increased. You get 1 out of 10, talk to 10, get another one. Talk to 10, get another one. The fourth time you talk to 10, you get 2. Why would the fourth time you talk to 10, you get 2 instead of 1? You're getting better. You're getting better. And who can get better? Anybody. Talk to 10, get 2. Talk to 10, get 2. Finally, talk to 10, get 3. I finally got up to about 3. Now, it takes more than a genius to go past like 3 or 4. But 3 will do. If you bat 300 in baseball, they pay you $4 million a year, which means you're out 7 times out of 10. 7 times out of 10, out. Make $4 million a year. Are you ready for that? So, this works so well now in your business. Just jot the phrase down. You don't have to bat 1,000. You don't have to bat 1,000 to make big money. 1 out of 10 is fine. 2 out of 10 is terrific. 3 out of 10 is fabulous. Some particular incredible genius might get 4 out of 10. But 3 out of 10 is sufficient to make you rich beyond your wildest imagination. This is how I went after my friends, neighbors, and relatives when I first started recruiting. I said, look, I've got a new business, and I'm getting about 3 out of 10 to join. And I don't mind you, just come to the meeting and be 1 of the 7. Doesn't matter. You're my friend, you'll do me a favor. And so it's not important to me that you like it. It's not important to me that you join. It's certainly not important to me that you buy. It's just important to me that you listen. One of the reasons though I want you to hear the story is because a year from now, if I'm doing well, I don't want you to say, how come you never picked up the phone a year ago? I never got a letter, never got a call. You call me a friend? You're making all this money? You never picked up the phone. So I don't want that to happen. So for two reasons, I want you to see what I'm doing. So that a year from now, if I'm doing well, I can say, you know, I gave you the opportunity. But also, just as a favor, come and be 1 of the 7. It doesn't matter to me if you buy or join. but I need 10 to get 3. And if you're one of the 3, wonderful. If you're not, wonderful. It might matter to you. It might matter to you, but it doesn't matter to me. Now, it matters to me because we're friends, but it doesn't matter in terms of my averages. So if you decide to get rich, just learn the law of averages. You're off and running. Now, here's the second law that changed my life forever in network marketing. I learned the law of sowing and reaping. And in the law of sowing and reaping is also the story of the law of averages. Jot this down. The story of the sower comes from the Bible. I'm an amateur on the Bible, but this is such a useful story. Here's what the story says. And take the notes, because the drama's in the details. The sower was ambitious. Evidently, he was ambitious. When you read the whole story, you'll conclude, yes, this was an ambitious sower. Here was number 2. He had excellent seed. The sower who sowed the seed had excellent seed. And the excellent seed can be an excellent opportunity, an excellent product, an excellent story. So we've got an ambitious sower with excellent seed. But now here's the rest of the details of the story. For your information, for the drama of your life, so you can understand things better. Learning some of this is how I got rich by age 31. Okay. Number 1, it says the sower goes out to sow the seed, but the first part of the seed falls by the wayside and the birds get it. So jot this down. The birds are going to get some of the seed. The birds are going to get some of the seed. Now you say, well, Mr. Owen, what does that mean? Well, I invite John to come to a meeting. He said he'd be there Tuesday night. Tuesday night I show up, John isn't there. I say, John, I wonder why John didn't make it. Now I know the answer. The birds. The birds. John had this great idea of coming to the meeting to look at an opportunity, and somebody stole it and said, you're not going to go see network marketing. And he says, well, maybe not. So have you jotted that down now? The birds are going to get some. Now, when the birds get some, you've got 2 options. Number 1 is to chase birds. And say, well, let me get a hold of the person that talked him out of coming to the meeting. I'll tear him a new page. But I wouldn't do this. Here's what happens if you go chasing birds. You leave the field. If you go chasing birds now, you leave the field, which is going to distract from your future, not add. So you can't chase birds and try to straighten this stuff out. Here's what it is. It's just one of those things. And here's the best comment when things are a little disappointing. Isn't that interesting? You just have to say, I thought sure he would be there. He promised me. He promised me, but I know it was the birds. And you just have to say, isn't that interesting? Now, here's the rest of the story. It says, the sower kept on sowing. See, that was the secret to his success. He kept on sowing. And if you keep sowing, you can sow more than the birds can get because there aren't enough birds. If you keep sowing, there are some birds, but there's not enough because the law of averages will work for you. My mentor taught me, he said, you know, Mr. Owen, there's only 9 or 10 real nasty, miserable people in the whole world. Now, he says they move around a lot, you know, and you're liable to... You'll bump into one once in a while. But when you bump into one, you say, there's only 9 more like you. I can handle that in the whole world. Okay. Now, here's what else it says. The sower now keeps sowing the seed. Now the seed falls, the story says, on rocky ground where the soil is shallow. And the rocky ground where the soil is shallow is not of your making, because you had excellent seed and you were an ambitious sower. So the rocky ground where the soil is shallow is not of your making. But here's what it says what happened. This time, the little seed that falls in the ground starts to grow, and the little plant starts to grow. But the first hot day, it withers and dies. It does. Not an easy thing to watch. I finally get John started. Sure enough, 3 or 4 days later, somebody says, boo, and he goes. He's gone. Doesn't show up at the second meeting. And I say, I thought sure John would last a week. What happened? Jot this down. The hot weather is going to get some. And this is not of your making. Here's what you must say when that happens. Isn't that interesting? Wow. What can you do? The answer is nothing. You say, well, I'm going to try to change this. I wouldn't take that class. You know, the sun comes up in the east. Somebody says, why is that? I wouldn't spend much time on that. Just let that happen. Don't go for this why stuff. I'm giving you the answers here. The answers is in the structure and the consequences and in the deal. The answer is in the deal. Anything beyond that is not worth studying. You say, well, how come some just last a little while? I wouldn't sign up for that class. Here's the answer. Some don't stay. You just have to jot that down. And when some leaves, you say, that's one of those that don't stay. Now you know what category to put them in. And you can't solve this now. It's like rearranging the seasons. You can't fool with that. All you can do is cooperate with the way things are set up. I didn't set it up. You say, well, it shouldn't be this way. Well, when you get your own planet, you can rearrange this whole deal. But on this planet, you're a guest. You got to take it as it comes. Now, here was the secret to the ambitious sower with good seed. It said he kept on sowing. Now, here's what he had to do to keep on sowing. He had to discipline his disappointment. This is a key phrase now to use the rest of your life. You must learn to discipline your disappointment. Because you didn't set up the setup, and some are not going to stay, and that is not of your making. Now, if you made gross errors and you ran them off, see, that'd be different. Now, you're responsible for that. But if it's in the normal course of things, this is the way things are. Now, here's what it says. The sower keeps on sowing. Now it says the seed falls on thorny ground. And somebody says, well, how much of this do you have to go through? Well, hang on. It's not the end of the story now. Now the little seed falls on thorny ground, and now the little plant starts to grow again. But as the little plant starts to grow, the thorns choke it to death, and it dies. So jot this down. The thorns are going to get some. And that's not of your making. And what are these thorns? The story even called these little thorns, little cares, little distractions, little somethings. Who knows what all they are? I say, John, we had a meeting last night. You weren't here. John says, well, I can't make every meeting. I say, why not? You're part-time. He said, well, the screen door came off the hinges. And you just can't let your house fall apart. You got to take some time and fix things up. And I can hear the thorns going, He says, some extra trash had piled up in the garage. You can't let mountains of trash take over. You got to keep your trash hauled out. People who let little things cheat them out of big opportunities. People who let little things cheat them out of big opportunities. And you feel almost helpless. What could I do about that? And that's nothing. And you say, well, why is this? I'm asking you not to sign up for that class. Don't sign up for these why is this class. It's just the way it is, like winter following fall and spring following winter. So if you got that, the thorns are going to get some. But now here's the good news. Let's read the rest of the story now quickly. The sower now what? Keeps on sowing the seed. Keeps on sharing the story. Keeps on giving an invitation. Yes, the invitation can be more powerful for me as it was 1 year later than it was the first month. Because now I'm saying I'm making twice as much money part-time as I'm making on my full-time job. Yes, the story can be more powerful, but the law of average is still going to work. But now here's what the story said. Finally, the seed falls on good ground. Finally, the seed falls on good ground. Now put this in parentheses. It always will. If you keep sowing. If you share a good idea long enough, it will fall on good people. But now here's the rest of that story. Some of the good ground did 30%. And some of the good ground did 60%. And some of the good ground did 100%. You say, well, why the difference in numbers? I wouldn't sign up for that class. Go on. Have I said that often enough now? Don't register for that class. It's just the way it is. Now, I tried to get the 30s to do 60. Found out it was more than I could handle. I used to say, I'll make them successful if it kills me. I almost died. No, you can't do that. Here's what you do. Let the 30s do 30 to the best of their ability and keep doing 30, because that's how they build their lifestyle and get what they want out of life. And let the 60s do 60, and let the 100s do 100s. Now, how can you get some to do 100%? You got to go through all these experiences, and you got to talk to all these people.
Well, fantastic, Mr. Roan. I guess to summarize both laws, I would say, some will, some won't, so what? Next.